You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, the future of diabetes management is here. Visit DEXCOM.com to learn more. You are tuned into Tomorrow on this 4th of July weekend. It's the July 3rd show, 2020, always using the Friday dates going into the weekend on our 25th year on the air. Thanks for tuning in. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Hope you're enjoying your socially distant 4th of July barbecues.
Yes, exactly. And socially distant fireworks. We should be socially distant from fireworks anyway.
Yeah.
Most people. Anyway, so, but yeah, be safe, especially with any fireworks and barbecues. And even though we're all going through a difficult time, we're Americans and we will get through all of this. So happy birthday, America, this weekend. We appreciate that.
244 years old.
I know. And I don't feel a day over 30.
You don't look a day over 70.
Yeah.
I mean,
nice. Yeah. That's nice. Thanks so much. And, of course, Danny G is in the control room. We've got other staff gathered round the world. Well, at least the country, mostly Florida, but others. Beth in Naples, for example, Kim in Coconut Creek, Erasmo in Miami Beach, and H in New York City. Hopefully all staying safe, but, of course, all of us have one concern in mind, and that is to bring you into tomorrow, to solve your digital dilemmas, to address your concerns, and hopefully make life more interesting, more productive, more fun for you in regards to consumer tech.
Well, there's another concern, and that's sending out lots of cool prizes.
Oh, yes, that's true. It didn't even mention all the folks that gather around to get the prizes going, and so many that they've gotten into the studio now, too. We've got boxes and stuff stacked up here in the studio because we're running out of room. So hurry and participate. When you do, mention two or three or four of the items we have available. They're all listed at intotomorrow.com for the big summer giveaway. And no promises, no guarantees, but we'll do our best to get one of those items to you. If you list only one item and it's already gone, we just have to substitute what we think is best for you. So it's better if you actually tell us what you would prefer to have, if at all possible. And we'll hopefully get one of those things to you. Correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. So stay tuned. We're going to tell you more of what we've added just this week. Some new goodies that you definitely want to be in the running for. And how does one be in the running for any of these items?
Call in, win stuff.
Okay. It's that easy.
Just let us hear you on the air.
Okay. Because that's what it takes.
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything special. You don't have to be the 100th caller. You don't have to jump through hoops. You just have to participate on the program.
Yeah, because in the free Into Tomorrow app, there's a little button there that says Message to Studio, which will allow you to record a message, and it emails it right to us, and it sounds like you're sitting here in the studio with us.
Yeah, very good quality. Much gooder than using the phone, even. But the phone still works, and we take most of our calls, I think, are still folks dialing the 800 number.
Yes, but that's yesterday's tech, and we're into tomorrow.
Okay. But that's okay. We're not going to slam you for using the phone.
That's true.
It's just that we prefer you don't just send an email. We want to hear you on the show so we can hear your excitement or lack thereof about tech or your frustration or whatever the case, when you call in. Because it is radio, after all. We want to hear you. You get to or have to hear us. It's only fair, right? Got it. More big brands are turning their backs on Facebook as the number of companies boycotting Facebook increased again as brands including Ford, Denny's, Volkswagen, Coca-Cola, Levi Strauss & Company, Dockers, many, many more, announced that they all are halting advertising campaigns on the anti-social media platform. Facebook makes nearly all of its money from ads. Remember, we are the product. So advertising to us is how they make money. They raked in more than $70 billion in revenue last year. 70B with the, you know, billion with a B in revenue. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg taking a page out of the Twitter handbook, stating during a Facebook Live video last week that the anti-social network will begin labeling content from elected officials that it deems newsworthy, but that would otherwise violate its policies. Specifically, Facebook said it would expand its policies around hate speech and prohibit a wider category of hateful language in ads on their site. A post that violates Facebook's rules but is from an important political figure, according to what they say, will get a label saying it was deemed newsworthy enough to remain. Yeah. It's not clear exactly what these labels will look like when Facebook will start adding them to posts or how strictly Facebook will interpret their own new rules. Zuckerberg said the company would label some of the content that we leave up.
And exactly what is Mark Zuckerberg's news background that enables him to determine what's newsworthy?
He's a multi-billionaire. You know. That's his background.
Well, then at least they're not making any money off me right now because my quote-unquote few days off that godforsaken
almost
site,
a month
as I said,
now.
I'm on my fourth week now.
Ooh, holy cow.
And it's been the best, most stress-free 4 weeks of my life so far.
Yeah, I had to respond to a couple of other punk morons the other day, too. And it's like, you know, it's not even worth unfriending people. And I generally don't block people unless you absolutely deserve to be blocked. But by all means, you know, it's just people with, you know, if you don't want a response to your stupid opinion, don't post a stupid opinion. That's the way I see it.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I miss the days when we can just go to Facebook and look at, you know, pictures of people's annoying cats and
oh, I hate
junk
those.
Like that. But, you know, it used to be a place to be able to go and escape reality. And now there seems to be more quote-unquote reality on the social media than anywhere else.
Anti-social media.
Well, that's why and that was the last anti-social media I had. You know, I gave up Instagram about a year and a half ago.
True. And you've never been on Twitter.
Never been on Twitter.
You don't Snapchat except for the funny filters that you and your son do periodically.
Yeah, I don't think I've even ever sent a Snap. We've taken pictures with the filters and saved them to the phone.
Yeah, but you've never sent it.
No, I've never TikToked or whatever. Well, that's Chinese anyway, so I wouldn't do that.
Exactly. It's a Chinese company. Stop it.
I did MySpace, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. You're probably still on MySpace.
I checked a couple months ago, the page was still active. I have no idea how to log in, but it's still there.
For those of you who don't know what MySpace is, don't worry. Speaking of TikTok, days after TikTok users claimed that they fueled the lower-than-expected turnout at President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma recently, they have a new target, the president's online store. This time, TikTokers, I guess that's what they're called, were encouraging fellow users to employ a tactic called shopping cart abandonment, in which they go to, in this case, the Trump 2020 campaign online store, fill up their cart with a bunch of merchandise that they have no intention of purchasing, and then they leave. Don't these brat kids realize that doing that means nothing? For the most part, shopping carts on any site don't mean anything until you check out.
Yeah.
You can put whatever you want in a shopping cart, and if you don't check out, meaning put a credit card and so forth, buy the stuff, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't mean anything. So they abandon the shopping cart. It's not like filling up your cart at Target and leaving it in the middle of the aisle somewhere. And at some point, someday, some employee or cast member or whatever they call themselves is going to say, wait, that same cart's been here now for a week. I don't think there's really a customer looking for something else coming back to the cart.
Well, they don't know that.
Yeah, I know.
It's the layaway area.
It's the layaway. Yeah. Right. And then it becomes a go back or whatever they call it, where the stuff just goes back on the shelf. But it's not the same thing as physically loading up a cart with, God forbid, perishable food or something and just abandoning it. This is digital. Nothing happens to it. So yeah, I guess if you want to waste, if it makes you feel better, you want to waste time going to any site and do shopping cart abandonment, well, then there you go. You've done your duty.
You mean like when we were looking for a card shuffler for our game nights, and you put a $600 card shuffler in my Amazon cart?
I wouldn't have done that. I don't do Amazon. So.
probably could have sold that $600 card shuffler to somebody else, but it was sitting in that cart for like 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. Probably because it was almost like virtually removing an item from the shelf so no one else could buy it. And putting it in a virtual shopping cart.
Well, and to, just to tell you that that's the way you imagine these carts work is the way they work, is I've done that with Amazon. I've put an item in there, forgotten about it. I didn't buy it that one day. I've gone back a few days later. This item is no longer available. So it obviously didn't take it off and reserve it for me because it was in my cart.
That's true. So I guess maybe some of these kids think that if they put a bunch of stuff in the cart, then nobody else could get it. Well, go ahead. Keep thinking that and keep wasting your time. Would you buy a phone without a charger?
I may have to soon.
Yeah, because reportedly Apple's iPhone 12 will be sold without a power adapter or earbuds. Apparently, the company will offer a 20-watt adapter as an optional accessory. Apple is hoping that eliminating the charger and earbuds could help offset the higher production costs associated with 5G support. And rumors are circulating about a future iPhone that will ditch all ports altogether, entirely. If Apple decides to make a portless iPhone, you could only charge it, of course, on a wireless charging pad. So good luck with having one of those available all the time. You go to a friend's house and you say, do you have a cord? Because my phone's running low. Yeah, sure. Here, plug in. Not a problem. Do you have a wireless pad? No. I have one at my office or... You know, not one in the car, and that's where your phone's dying or something. Good luck with that.
Well, my niece was over at my house around Christmas time and needed to charge her phone, and she didn't even realize that she had wireless charging capabilities until I stuck it on my wireless charger, and it started charging. She goes, oh, I didn't even know that.
And a lot of people are like that. Of course, it took Apple forever to catch up with us Android folks with wireless charging, but they did finally catch up. And but a lot of people don't realize their phones can do that. Now, what iPhone started being able to do that? 9?
I think
something?
It was the 8.
The 8.
There was no 9.
Oh, there wasn't a 9.
Remember, they took a play from Microsoft's book where they skipped the... Yeah, they went from 8 to 10.
Yeah, true.
Well, because 9 wasn't there because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, jeez. Dad joke.
You know, and I initially thought that this whole Apple thing with them selling the phones without the adapter was a really bad idea. And then I thought back to, well, gee, you know, how many of those power cubes do I have sitting in that drawer at home? I've got probably 20 of them there. Yeah. So it makes sense. You don't need it. Everybody's got a drawer full of them.
Well, especially with the lightning cable that was introduced, I don't know, iPhone, whatever, way back. That everybody's got lightning cables, but if they eliminate ports altogether, you've got no plugs, no place to plug it in. It's only going to be a wireless pad, and forget earbuds because, again, the 12 will not even have earbuds with them. So everything should be Bluetooth earbuds, which that makes sense.
Yeah. Which, although the problem with it coming is they're saying that now it'll just have the phone will just come with the lightning to USB-C cable. Now, the problem is that drawer full of power cubes aren't USB-C.
That's also true.
So they're, you know, have to be stuck by in their expensive adapter.
So you, and, of course, just when you finish investing in all those USB-C cables for your various devices, there won't be any ports anyway, and you'll have to just go wireless, and then you'll have a drawer full of USB-C cables.
Yeah.
That'll be so typical as well. Barry in Windsor, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Hello, Barry. Welcome into tomorrow.
Just trying to figure out what to do here. I've got a PC computer that's about 7 years old, and I have Apple tablets. Trying to debate if I should go with a new Apple tablet and do away with the PC, or get a new PC and stick with the stuff that I have. So I'm not totally sure which way I should go.
Well, Barry, it's our pleasure to try to help you out there. It's cool that you're bi-digital at this point, because you might want to stay that way as well. But I wonder, how do you find your current tablets cover your use cases? That's really what's going to determine the best course of action for you. Computers have been reverting to work gear for a while. Most people can handle what they need to do with a phone or a tablet the vast majority of the time. So as much as tablets may not be capable of covering every use case that a computer can, they may very well be enough for you, perhaps. Just be prepared to take a trip to the public library and borrow a computer if one day you find something that your tablet just can't do, and it's very likely. Having said that, streaming, social media, email, general web browsing, basic documents, even all of those are covered and usually well covered by most tablets.
Yeah. Now, if you're building more complex documents or using heavier-duty software, you might still want a PC. One thing to note in your case is that your PC still exists. So if you do replace it with a new tablet, you can still keep it around in case you run into a rare task that your tablet can't handle and use it for that. And it really depends on what you do with your computer, but replacing a PC with a tablet is less difficult and unrealistic now than it's ever been.
Yeah. If you've got some additional input for Barry, maybe you've been through the same experience, let us know what you did and how it worked out for you. So Barry and everyone else, stay tuned into tomorrow for more and visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Did you know Into Tomorrow has been on the radio for 25 years now? Wow! That's longer than I've been alive!
Well, thank you, Cam. That's very true. He's good at math as well. In our 25th year on the air, welcome back Into Tomorrow. That was Cam Graveline. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. Coming up in just a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Mike Puglielli. He's the creative director of a website called The Grommet. They curate products from small businesses and deliver them right to the customer's doorsteps.
Got a whole bunch of cool tech goodies, too, and we're going to talk about a lot of them on the show coming up in a few minutes.
You could think like a modern version of the SkyMall.
Yeah, there you go.
With small businesses.
I like that. An actual SkyMall that does the job and sends you products. The current SkyMall, forget it. They're idiots.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
It's time for the Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Sorry, Cameron, you got chopped there at the end. But he was saying the Hot Summer Giveaway is what it's time for. And boy, have we got a plethora of goodies for you. New stuff, as a matter of fact. Keep in mind, no promises, no guarantees, but mention two or three at least of the items that are available for you. And we'll do our best to try to get one of them to you. For example,
from Klipsch, do you like audio? Well, they sent a couple pairs of the Fives, high-resolution powered bookshelf speakers that connect directly to your TV and virtually everything else. These things are $800 a pair.
I'm telling you, they are very nice. From Whistler, always involved with the program, sending us cool stuff, multi-purpose wireless inspection cameras. This has got this long kind of hose-like cable. You can stick the camera anywhere, under a door, in a crack or crevice, and check it all out. That's worth $160. They sent us some vehicle heads-up displays, some handheld digital trunking scanners, flashlight camera with DVR, and more.
Anchor Innovation sent a whole bunch of stuff, including a cordless lightweight stick vacuum cleaner, a couple of Eufy indoor powered security cameras, some wireless earbuds, and a bunch of other stuff.
Jabra, never to be outdone, always involved with giving goodies available to our listeners. They've sent us a lot of their new standard for professional headsets, like the Evolve 265. That's worth $300. Sent us a couple of those. Their Speak 710, professional portable speakerphone for calls and music, and more goodies from Jabra.
From Lutron, we've got a few of their Cassetta by Lutron devices, including a fan speed control and smart light controls.
Got some other goodies from Yoohoo as well. Indoor smart air quality sensors. It's your first step to clean air. They sent us a couple of those, valued at $329 each.
Sanjean sent us a bunch of radios. They're AM/FM wooden cabinet radios and an AM/FM radio specifically designed for the visually impaired.
Imagine that. We're giving away radios on the radio. Who would have thunk it? And, of course, you want to check out the list that's always being added to when you visit intotomorrow.com. Check out the summer giveaway and certainly participate because you want to win these goodies by all means.
Now, Into Tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
Well, Carl in the Dakotas listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. We love it, Carl, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
My app of the week is Chrome browser. Why get an app for many retail applications when you can do the same thing in your Chrome browser? I have a friend that has limited memory available on his phone, can't figure out what to do. I told him, go to your browser. Most of these retailers do the same thing on their website as they do in their app.
Well, there you go. Good point, and I like that. Not only do you tell us what your favorite app is, but you tell us why or what it does and why it's your favorite app and it's special. You, too, can do the same and qualify for the summer giveaway. 800-899-INTO, or as Carl did, use the free Into Tomorrow app.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year covering the latest in cool products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. And yes, we just launched a couple of weeks ago our huge annual Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway. So a lot of guests of the program, sponsors, other friends of the show have provided us with all kinds of goodies to share with you when you participate on the program. And it really is that easy. And how do you participate? Well, the best way, of course, is to download and use our free Into Tomorrow updated app and just hit the button that says Message the Studio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Yep, the phones still work, and you can dial anywhere toll-free from North America, 800-899-INTO, 1-800-899-4686. When you are heard on the air, that is all you need to do to qualify to win some of the goodies. And when I'm talking goodies, check them out at intotomorrow.com. Just look for the summer giveaway. Scroll down. You'll see that we're adding things every week, almost every couple of days. So there's lots of cool stuff to share with you. Speaking of cool stuff, our next guest is with a platform that features all kinds of products, mostly from small businesses, and of course delivers them right to your door. The creative director of The Grommet, Mike Puglielli. Welcome into Tomorrow, Mike. How are you, sir?
Hey, Dave. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. You know, I've learned from over the years that the Grommet's always got really cool stuff available. Tell me, if you will, how that all started, and then let's get into some of the neat products you've got.
Yeah, we've been around for about 12 years. We started when our founders realized that a lot of amazing things that came out of businesses were coming from small businesses, and noticed that a lot of the big box retailers wouldn't take the risk of sort of these innovative and amazing, thoughtful products because they sometimes felt a little bit more niche. And so from that sort of need, the grommet came up to say, hey, how can we service these small businesses and bring up these amazing products that really filled the hole in people's lives? We've been doing it for 12 years. We've gotten amazingly good at finding these products and these small businesses, and help launch household names like Fitbit and Swell and SodaStream. So it's really a passion of ours to find these businesses and find these products and then bring it to people. And that's been our mission for 12 years.
And how is it that you find the goodies? I mean, what makes your decision to say, let's carry this product? We know a lot of folks will like whatever this might be. How do you make those decisions?
Yeah, well, I mean, it starts with, we have an amazing customer base who is excited and they look for these types of things. So when we find them, they do a great job of supporting those businesses. But we have an entire team that's dedicated to just finding these small businesses, finding these amazing products, and they have a pretty large breadth of requirements that they're looking for. And then during that process, they come in, we're hands-on with them, we're playing with them, we're looking at them, vetting them, it's a really rigorous process, but we have a team that's just passionate about finding amazing things and then bringing it to people.
And, of course, you do have amazing things, and that's what I think is so cool about the grommet. You guys got some of the things that are, I guess, off the beaten path. Is that a fair way to say it?
That's totally fair, and that's purposeful. I mean, we find that these small businesses create amazing things, and we're not going to, create Chinese knockoffs of them or anything like that. So you end up getting these really unique products we call them sometimes the can't live without. when you first get it, you said, dang, how did I do X, Y, and Z without this tech gadget or this tool or thing? It's really kind of amazing. And we've got over 3,000 products that are like that.
And give us an idea of some of the ones that are selling very popularly. I mean, some of these, got to have it, can't believe I didn't have it kind of thing.
Yeah, sometimes... it's really amazing. Sometimes there's small things that you don't even think about. We have some amazing, for example, like Bluetooth lights that are fantastic for the outdoors. They have beautiful glows. They're well-designed, and they just look beautiful. You can't find them anywhere else. And then all the way down to something small like a special glass cleaner for your device. We see those products, elsewhere, but we have really interesting versions of them that clean at a much better rate. They attach much nicer to your devices, and so they're just really well made and thoughtful. And so we have small things like that. We have other amazing things that are sort of a combination of handheld product using tech. For example, we have these storybook play games for kids where this whole product is actually made in like 3D software. It's super techy, and then it gets 3D printed in these storybook, thematics like Goldilocks and things like that for kids to play with. So it's like this starts really techy and high end, and then comes out and gets created as a normal play toy. It's pretty amazing.
I'm looking at, just scrolling down from thegrommet.com, I'm seeing things like self-balancing hover shoes. I mean, even something like that, it's like, I didn't know there was such a thing. But that's very cool. I mean, it's just under $200, but if you can stroll around just on, and they're shoes, basically. It's not like you're riding a Segway that is no longer being made or something. These are very cool. And you of course, highlight small businesses that have some of these special qualities and special unique items. And that's one of the things that I think deserves a lot more attention. You guys do just that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, everything on our site is from small businesses. And that's, again, that's part of our 12-year mission that we've been on is supporting these shops. But, you know, some of the products, like, you know, we have many products that are about sustainability. For example, we have this amazing laundry egg that can replace a whole year's worth of detergent. So it's super sustainable. And you can also see tech innovations in different areas of our catalog. I mean, the amount of innovation that happens in the garden and yard space is incredible. And something that I learned coming here, this is the amount of tech that goes in there to create new devices and new tools. It's really fantastic. And one of our favorites for the summer, Dave, is the we have this great thermometer that's Bluetooth that you put into your food, and you can just walk away. It's got a great app, and you can just check the temperature in your food without worrying about it getting burnt or you know, creating flavors, imparting flavors onto your food, anything like that. So it's amazing that all the areas that you can find tech, and it's just everywhere across our catalog.
And what's neat about even that item that you just mentioned, too, is I'm finding more and more things that, let's say, are microwavable or whatever, that say when the food comes out, make sure that it's 165 degrees. It's like, well, how am I going to know that? You know, I put it in the, I followed your instructions. I put it in for 6 minutes, whatever. And it's like, but now I got to have a thermometer. But that's where the device, like you mentioned, comes in handy. And fine, it's the right temperature. I get it. I don't want to be sick, of course. But, yeah, you know, they give you these directions. Like, well, then why don't you include a thermometer with it, you know, if you want me to make
right.
sure. But, I mean, things,
yeah.
I'm glad
just
you mentioned.
Put ours in the microwave.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. I'm glad you also mentioned gardening, because gardening and tech, a lot of people would say, oh, they're completely different ends of the spectrum. Not so. There's so many cool products that will help you in your gardening efforts, whether it's a tool or a device or just something to measure the rain so you know if you're getting enough water for your plants or any number of things, and even other outdoor items, a wearable golf GPS rangefinder. Now, yeah. I don't play golf, but I imagine those that do, this is something I'm looking at. It just clips on your hat, on your ball cap, or your golf hat, I guess. And it gives you by GPS a rangefinder. Well, you want to know where your ball went and how far away. I mean, little goodies like that that can make a difference in your life.
Yeah, totally. And those are the amazing things. We have there's actually a surprising amount of innovation that's sort of happening around sports and tech. You mentioned the golf. You know, there's a lot of running innovation. We have these amazing LED blue lights, Bluetooth lights that you can use for running at night. And it is amazing to see these innovations. And then they're all coming from small businesses, which, you know, we find is just even more exciting, you know, that you buy a very sophisticated high-end product and then feel good about it, too, knowing that you're supporting, you know, great entrepreneurs.
Oh, absolutely. Which I think is one of the big differences between you guys and like Amazon or even Etsy, because, you know, yeah, they both have some small business related stuff, but it's more about the bigger companies and the bigger products and the things that you're more familiar with. And terrific. Maybe you get a decent price, but you're not necessarily supporting your small businesses, your neighborhood businesses, things of that nature. I'm imagining that's a reason that the Grommet can stand out even more.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, Etsy does an amazing job of elevating sort of smaller makers and really threads the line for handcrafted items. And we absolutely love them for that. And that's a great spot for them. And Etsy's great. But the Grommet sort of fits that area where when the companies sort of grow up and they kind of move out of Etsy or they become smaller businesses, the Grommet's the right place for them. That's where you see a lot of, and we have some, you know, great handmade, high quality, you know, made in USA products, but a lot of our tech and innovation products come, are a great fit for the Grommet. You wouldn't see those on Etsy. You know, typically if you are selling on Amazon, Amazon might kind of like, you know, make their own version and then sort of undersell you a little bit. But the best thing about the Grommet is when you shop, you get an opportunity to understand where that product's coming from.
Yeah.
Who's the person behind it? Who's the company behind it? We bring those stories out into the forefront. And I think, you know, we always say you come for the product, you come back because of the value that you're giving to small businesses. It's really important.
And overall, I mean, tech included, but overall, what are the best-selling types of products that you can tell me are moving off your shelves all the time?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. This has certainly been a really fascinating year. We're learning a lot, and with the things happening with COVID, it's changed a lot of buyer behavior. So, you know, what might have historically been really successful for us has changed, especially over the course of a few months as people are quarantined and being inside. And so we see a lot of, and we have a lot of sort of innovation around sanitization. So we have a lot of new products that are around UV light sanitizing. And we just launched two or three recently that sold out within hours. We, you know, it's great products that we actually feel bad because we promote, we sell out, and then all of a sudden, you know, the demand is so high that people can't, you know, struggle to get their hands on them.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of innovation there. We've seen a lot of great products selling out, particularly with food, which is, I know, you know, a little bit different than what most people, but when you're inside, one of the best things to do is eat and try new things. And so, you know, we have kitchen gadgets and things like that as well. But, you know, a lot of people getting into bread making, which is not historically been a big area for us, but we're seeing people have fun and buy products there.
Oh, and plus the house smells so good when you're baking bread. Oh, my gosh. There's reason enough right there. Even if you don't want the carbs or can't have the carbs, it still just smells so good.
You know? That's right.
And
that's
as I'm right. scrolling around, I just spotted something that's going to be my next grommet order, and that is a outdoor weatherproof fingerprint padlock. Because we've had a new shed out in my yard, and I put a regular padlock on there kind of thing. But I discovered, much to my dismay, it's not waterproof. So the darn thing is only like a month old and rusted already. And it's like, that's not good. But plus, I'm a tech guy. Why didn't I put a fingerprint one on there, a smart one to begin with? So there you go. I mean, these are the kinds of things, as you just scroll, you're going to find more stuff than you imagined even existed when you visit thegrommet.com. The word the, G-R-O-M-M-E-T, thegrommet.com. And, of course, we will get you there as well when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Mike, you're a delight to chat with. Keep making and finding and providing all the cool products and then some, and we'll keep talking about them.
Thank you, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with much more as we continue on the Advanced Media Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Into Tomorrow continues on this birthday weekend for America. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at our website at intotomorrow.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History. Take it away, Chris.
This 4th of July weekend was a big tech history weekend for America and space.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
First, in 1962, the Telstar communications satellite was successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Telstar would usher in a new age of communication with telephone and TV transmission from Europe to America and back. Signals were picked up by a 38-ton antenna in Andover, Maine.
That's some of the signal. Apparently.
Then in 1997, the Mars Pathfinder spacecraft, launched by NASA from Earth in December of 96, entered the atmosphere of Mars. A heat shield, parachutes, and airbags helped it land safely.
Great. Googly moogly.
Well, that would have been the thought if it didn't land safely. The Sojourner rover searched the surface of Mars for rocks while millions of Earthlings, including myself, watched it live on TV and the Internet.
Oh, my.
I remember that day, you know, standing here in your living room watching it, waiting to see if we're going to see little green men looking back at us or something on those cameras.
True. Well, first time anybody made it to Mars, so we really didn't know. But it was kind of cool to see that it landed well.
And this week in 2011, Space Shuttle Atlantis was launched in the final mission of the U.S. Space Shuttle program. Atlantis is currently displayed at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex with its payload bay doors opened and mounted at an angle to give the appearance of being in orbit around the Earth. The angle at which the shuttle is mounted at 43.21 degrees pays tribute to the countdown that preceded every shuttle launch. A multi-story digital projection of Earth rotates behind the orbiter in a 64,000 square foot indoor facility.
See, I get that now suddenly. 43.21, 4321. Yes. Okay, it took me a second. I'm thinking, why is that angle so precise about, I get it. Should have been 543, 543, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Don't forget to call in and win stuff. Participate on Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Joel in Raleigh, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello there.
I have a question about the blockchain technology and dApps. I keep seeing that term, and I'm wondering what they are and what makes it decentralized apps, I guess. But what does that mean, and how is that? How are they different from the apps that we use today?
Well, Joel, good question. And no, we're not talking about a clothing store. The gaps you're talking about are probably gap limits, which are part of the BIP44 specification, but can be a little bit of a problem for some users of digital wallets. The short version is that after a certain number of unused addresses in a row, it is assumed that there are no more unused addresses beyond that point. The most common problem with that is with backups that can lose digital currencies if there's a number of unused addresses followed by used addresses. It's a little bit convoluted, obviously, but it's something that exists by design. It's not really an unintended bug.
Yeah, and as for what a decentralized app is, if we stick to currencies to explain it, then it would work like this. Your bank stores your money, and you can use a website or application to use that money to pay your bills. In a decentralized system like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and so forth, there's no bank. The money exists, and it can be used, but it's not stored in a central computer or computer system, but distributed in a way that makes it accessible directly to the nodes. That kind of system frees you from the control of a single endpoint, which is why digital currencies are worrying to governments, which have a hard time tracking illegally obtained money and taxable income.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. IntoTomorrow.com for all 3 hours of the show.